This might sound like a far-out question, but among you, how many of you had picked up the new church bulletin for April? Okay, inside of that is the text of "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." If you didn't get one, please take one, because that's what I'm going to quickly read, so that, and then I have some thought processes that go along with it, which is also in that bulletin. And I am prone to reading things once in a while without trying to fly off on a tangent someplace. And these will be helpful because I'd like you, there are other scripture references within this. And so this will be, how many of you know that God has assignments? Yes. Well, this is a Rick assignment, under no pressure. But my suggestion is, take this home this week while we're away and read all of these scriptures. Pick them up and read them. I'm just going to read through it quickly now because Ken had spoke this verse before we did Hosanna, because I think if you really understood the significance of that portion of scripture, believe it or not, it comes out of Zechariah 9:9, 2 Samuel 7:10. You'll see some interesting things about that portion of scripture. And in your own Bible reading time, please take the time, and you'll appreciate when next Sunday comes more. Blessed is the King. I had a Bible that actually used that phrase. Blessed is the King. This phrase acknowledges Jesus as the King, fulfilling Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, the coming of a king riding on a donkey is foretold, which Jesus fulfills in this passage. The term blessed signifies divine favor and approval, indicating that Jesus is the chosen one of God. The recognition of Jesus as King also connects to the Davidic covenant, where God promised David that his throne would be established forever. 2 Samuel 7:16. Who comes in the name of the Lord? This phrase is a direct reference to Psalm 118, verse 26, a messianic psalm that was often sung during Jewish festivals. It signifies that Jesus comes with the authority and purpose of God in the cultural context. To come in the name of the Lord means to act as God's representative, carrying his mission and authority. This also highlights Jesus' divine mission and his role as the mediator between God and humanity. Peace in heaven. The declaration of peace in heaven suggests a reconciliation between God and humanity through Jesus. It echoes the angelic proclamation at Jesus' birth in Luke 2:14, where peace is announced on earth. This peace is not merely the absence of conflict, but the restoration of a right relationship with God. It signifies the heavenly approval of Jesus' mission and the ultimate peace that his kingdom will bring. And glory in the highest. This phrase parallels the angelic announcement in Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest. It emphasizes the divine glory that is revealed through Jesus' actions and his fulfillment of God's plan. The highest refers to the heavenly realm, indicating that Jesus' coming brings glory to God in the most exalted sense. This glory is a testament to God's faithfulness and the unfolding of his redemptive plan through Christ. And that's why that song it repeats about that whole thing about Jesus. There are some traditions, of course, who on Palm Sunday will lay down the palm branches and things like that as a physical demonstration of that, but this is the more spiritual meaning of that in the significance, not only in the history of the church, but even before the church, and bringing it up to date and what all of those things mean in that one portion of Scripture. So the next time we do it, Ken, keep this, keep your bulletin, and lay it out with those simple songs. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the songs that you picked today are reflected in all of this. So, and we didn't conspire. I weren't even sure he was going to be here today. Once again, how the Lord puts these things together. I spent all week on this because I just put it in the church bulletin, because if some of you weren't able to be here for today and you had picked up a bulletin previous to this, you'd already have it, and the music reflected that today. And that shows you how the Holy Spirit connects the music with the word and with the things that happen here. Once again, if you're relatively recent in coming, you're going to see that pattern week after week and month after month and year after year, how it just all we do is show up. We all show up. We're all one body, and these beautiful things happen. And they're hard to ignore that they're happening, because it's a work of the Spirit. We don't make it happen, but if we're willing to allow him to make it happen, it'll happen. And that's very precious. And so, thank you. It was something I just wanted to read at the closing of our service, because there are a lot of people celebrating this in a very different way today. But as believers, this is one of the most joy-filled portions of Scripture, because it's like the heralding in of the King. And he didn't come the way Israel thought he was going to come. In fact, they thought he was an imposter, because a king's got to have a crown and all the stately robes and all the things that kings have. But Jesus didn't come that way, did he? No, he didn't. And yet, when people see you as a child of the King, if you could see your glory the way the Father sees your glory, you'd never see yourself the same. There's a deeper meaning to these words. And so take that home with you and think about it a while this week. And as always, I'd like to ask any of you, if there's any among us that has need of prayer, because before we go home, we always like to pray for each other if there are needs.